USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House defending President Trump's tweet yesterday that referred to the ongoing House impeachment inquiry as a lynching. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley saying that the president was not comparing the impeachment probe to one of the darkest moments in American history and argued that Trump has used many words to describe how he's been treated. Trump's comment has been condemned by members of both parties, but U.S. Senator Republican Lindsey Graham is not among them. He told reporters,
"So yeah, this is a lynching in every sense. This is un-American."
Two associates of President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, face arraignment today on federal campaign finance charges. The two are charged with funneling hundreds of thousands of dollars in illegal foreign campaign contributions to U.S. candidates and political action committees. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence says Democrats are spending too much time with their impeachment inquiry and not taking care of other business at hand. For instance, he says the trade agreement that President Trump negotiated with Canada and Mexico, called the USMCA, is still looking for action.
Politics is the only thing that explains the delay. I mean, President Trump inked this deal with Mexico and Canada a year ago. It's been sitting on Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk.
Pence was speaking on Fox News. The Washington Nationals taking an early lead in the World Series. The Nats beat the Astros 5-4 in Game 1 of the Fall Classic in Houston last night. Max Scherzer for the Nats got through five innings to get the win. Sean Doolittle then got the final four outs to notch the save. George Springer homering and knocking in two of Houston's runs. It'll be hosting Game 2 this evening. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Demonstrators supporting Hong Kong's pro-democracy protesters crashed the opening night party for the NBA champion Toronto Raptors, passing out thousands of black T-shirts outside Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. The T-shirts had the slogan, "The North Stand with Hong Kong," in bright yellow across the front. It's a play on the Raptors' marketing slogan, "We the North." A Tennessee official is being condemned for making homophobic remarks about presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg during a public meeting. Sevier County Commissioner Warren Hurst was speaking to a crowd meeting on Monday and never mentioned Mayor Pete by name, but used a derogatory word to describe him and said it was, quote, "about as ugly as you can get," that he's running for the White House. And an Illinois mom spent a sleepless night thinking there was a ghost in the crib with her little one. Maritza Elizabeth said she was watching the baby monitor as her son slept, and she saw another baby's face in the crib beside him. She'd creep into the nursery several times, and when she did, she didn't see anything unusual, but still, she'd go back and see that other baby's face in the monitor. In a Facebook post that's now been shared over 300,000 times, she writes, "It turns out my husband just forgot to put the mattress protector on when he changed the sheets." The ghost baby, it turns out, was a photo of a baby on the mattress's label. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.